So right now I'm talking about Sauvage. So who is Sauvage? A wild woman, a myth. Anissa Viet, writer and performer of Sauvage, is on the show to tell us a little bit more. So this is a performance mashup of primal female storytelling, drums, belly dancing, physical theatre and song. So Anissa, can you please tell us what that might mean?
Okay. That means that once the audience enter into the space, they enter into a myth about the patriarchy and wild women's place within it. So essentially we're drawing on our physical theatre training and experience, and also our desire to create our own form of theatre from the perspective of women of colour. So we're really trying to listen to our own innate theatrical language without depending upon naturalism to share a story. And in relation to the myth, I mean, as a writer, I really wanted to... So before writing Sauvage, I asked myself the question, what am I as a woman without my cultural and religious background? Who am I as a storyteller? And what I found through researching that question was that women were the primary storytellers in mythical times. And I found that myth was the only way that I could actually tap into the collective dream, the collective consciousness of what all women are experiencing. And through myth, I would be able to tap into my own primal self as a female storyteller. I don't mean to sound like floaty or whatever. I think researching it for so long and loving the research as well. So essentially, yeah, it's going to be a lovely piece of theatre that's going to hit you in the gut and hit you through your body rather than through an intellectual lens at first. I do find a lot of theatre in Sydney does hit the mind first, rather than the heart and the gut. Yeah.
Great. So you mentioned myths and how Sauvage is a myth about the patriarchy. Mm-hmm. Is there kind of a narrative in that you can elaborate on, or a thread there?
Yeah, I can. Okay. So, I don't know how much to give away.
A little bit.
I'll give a little bit. Okay. So we begin the myth with a king who's living under a sea of sorrow, but he can't see it. And the sea of sorrow is the sea of sorrow that women have experienced for centuries. And for me, that was a metaphor of what we're living through today. It's become a norm for women to suffer, and also for men to be disengaged from their femininity. And then from there, we see him praying for guidance to be tougher. He's locked himself away in this cave for quite some time. And then a genie appears. And that genie, I don't know how much to say, it's so hard. It's similar, what I'll do is I'll actually reference it. So it's similar to Arabian Nights in its sort of world. And the genie begins to tell him stories that he needs to hear to heal.
Right. I think that's a good taster.
It was so hard because there's so many layers to a myth. So yeah. I was like, I don't want to give too much away.
So in the show, there's English, Arabic and Spanish. Yes. What's the significance of language in Sauvage?
Okay. So the language, it's drawn from my real life relationship with these languages. So when I was younger, I could never speak Arabic, even though I'm from a Lebanese background. And I found that when I moved to Spain in order to study physical theatre and be with the lover I was in love with at the time, I found that once I learned how to speak Spanish, I could suddenly speak Arabic. And I found it really strange. I was like, how did that open up a part of my brain that was closed for 23 years? And then once I began to research it, I realized that the Spanish and Arabic language is quite intertwined. In the 13th century in Andalusia and before the Moors sort of took over Spain, the Spanish and Arabic language were they were a way of life in a way. Like, we've actually influenced each other far more than I could have ever imagined. And I did find that when I lived in Spain, it felt like home, and that was really strange for me. I was like, why does this feel natural? Why has this come? So yeah, that's kind of where the languages have come in. And I have found in researching Sauvage, Andalusia is a big inspiration. For example, on the poster image, you can see I'm wearing henna. That was an impulse, because I always had the question of what's a wild woman without, you know, taking a photo of a woman running naked through a forest? Like, what is that? And I found that whenever I've put henna on my hands, I've felt powerful. It's made no sense to me. And then when I researched Andalusia, I found out that in the 13th century, Muslim women used to wear henna, not for weddings. They just used to wear it as a form of dress. So yeah, it's all interrelated somehow.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Lots of layers coming through here.
Yes.
One thing I wanted to unpack is this idea of wild. So the title of the show is Sauvage, and then in brackets, wild, because it's a translation. Is that kind of?
Yes, at the moment, yes. And I think in exploring this piece, I've been exploring what a wild woman is and what does wild mean. What I've found is curiosity is a big part of being a wild creature, where you don't block your curiosity. You allow yourself to venture into the unknown. So yeah, that's kind of where it's sitting at the moment.
Yeah. And I've also read that Sauvage is a tribute to those fighting to return back to their natural skin. Mm-hmm. So what inspired or motivated this exploration?
My personal journey.
Definitely. It's a theme.
It's a theme. And, you know, it's interesting. For example, my name, Anisa Villette, is something that I've created to give myself freedom, because I've found that our culture, our religious background, our cultural and religious background, and also the way that we've been socialized, often it provides us with narratives that may not be true to who we actually are. And I think that the journey to returning to our own natural skin can sometimes be a difficult one. It can be a pleasurable one. It can be an incredibly chaotic one. And it's often a private journey. It's one that we don't chat about very much. And for me, I'd like to honour all men and women who are trying to return to who they feel they truly are. Sans judgment, sans fear, if that makes sense. Yeah.
So is that the kind of experience you want to evoke through this work for audiences, to feel like a sense of comfort in a way?
Yes, I'd love them to feel a sense of relief that we have been able to tap into their collective pain or dreams or feelings. I'm not, especially as an artist, I'm not interested in telling stories from a particular background or a particular demographic. I really want to touch on the universal. And that's part of the reason why we're really drawn to primal forms, because we used to listen to stories in that way. You know, it never used to be about the stage design, the set design, the intellectualism behind the writing. You know,
so do you think Sauvage kind of strips itself from those layers?
Definitely, yeah, definitely. And that's the scary thing. Like, I'm terrified. I'm not even going to pretend. I don't know. Like, a big thing that the creative team have been chatting about, because we're all women of color, we're all from Western Sydney, and we're all like, oh, you know, we won't know what it is until it's in front of an audience. We don't have any idea. Yeah. Openly with our hearts and just see what the feedback is with
100%.
Them.
Well, yeah. I'm excited to see how it all works out.
Thank you.